Trump demands unconditional surrender from Iran as Putin speaks with Iran's president. Flight path squeezed as Iran conflict closes more airspace. Armed robots take to the battlefield in Ukraine war. We've been speaking to Iranians during 1 week of war. Here's what they said. Israeli troops push into Lebanon for yet another war with Iran's proxy Hezbollah. Massive numbers killed by gunmen in latest Nigeria attack. Senator tells BBC China spent years building ties in Latin America. Can Trump make room for the U.S.? Swiss to vote on right-wing push to slash license fee for public broadcaster Indonesia to ban social media and other online platforms for under 16s. Ukrainian bank workers released after detention in Hungary, U.S. and Venezuela agree to resume diplomatic ties after Maduro capture. U.S. economy unexpectedly sheds 92,000 jobs in February. Canadian teen died from drowning after dingo attack in Australia. The final voyage of the Iranian warship sunk by the USA, I generated Iran war video, surges creators use new tech to cash in Trump's etches. Sights on crisis hit Cuba after Iran action. What is the game plan? The Iran war is unsettling. China and its ambitions. Fat bikes are wreaking havoc in Sydney's wealthy beach suburbs. The young women who fought in Ethiopia's last civil war and don't want to see another one. Beirut evacuees sleeping in tents and cars. After Iran, will Trump turn his eyes to Cuba? Watch how war in Iran may affect food and fuel prices. Watch Obama, Biden, and Clinton remember tenacious. Jesse Jackson inside Venezuela's political transition. 2 months after Maduro's ousting, PBOC extends gold buying streak to 16 months amid Middle East turmoil. Iran war sends U.S. crude futures up 12% a barrel. JP Morgan oil analysis completely flawed, says Besant. Iran conflict boosts U.S. Gulf oil prices to highest since 2020. U.S. Senator Kelly proposes suspending federal gas tax through October 1st. Japan, France, Canada work on alternatives to U.S.-led trade bloc for rare earth supplies. Goldman Sachs warns oil may surge above 100 bbl if Hormuz flows don't recover. Brent oil posts best week since 2020 on escalating Iran conflict. WTI soars 36%. As war spreads, airline pilots contend with drones, missiles, and stress. U.S. draws up strict new AI guidelines amid Anthropic clash, FT reports. Don Lemon warns against authoritarianism. Media consolidation at GLAAD Awards. FDA vaccines chief Vinay Prasad to leave regulator in April. Vertiv, Lumentum, Coherent, EchoStar set to join S&P 500. NVIDIA sets $4 million target cash bonus for CEO. Huang under fiscal 2027 plan. Binance, Zhao Win, dismissal of lawsuit by victims of June 4 attacks, National Symphony Orchestra. Executive director steps down, exiting Kennedy Center. Former U.S. trade chief Lighthizer resigns from Trump media board. Vertiv and EchoStar lead tech surge in S&P 500 rebalance. U.S. consumer credit growth slows, misses forecasts. After official hails mining potential, U.S. allows some transactions of Venezuelan gold. U.S. business inventories nudge up in December. Canada's IV PMI rises to five-month high in February. Business inventories rise in line with forecasts, signaling stable demand. Venezuelan inflation at 14.6% in February, central bank says. U.S. non-farm payroll employment unexpectedly falls in February. Retail sales decline less than expected, easing economic concerns. U.K. house prices reach new high in February as market shows resilience. Exclusive, investors headed to post-Maduro Venezuela to scout out opportunities. EU data center efficiency, scale and age drive stark performance divide. White House eyes any lawful use mandate for AI firms in new draft. China says it can keep jobs stable over next 5 years despite AI labor challenges. Tokyo urges US to honor trade terms as 15% blanket levy looms. Fed's hammock warns of potential tighter policy as oil shock lingers. Japan asked US not to disadvantage Tokyo under new tariff rules.